The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Recker.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. My co-host, Mr. David Recker, and I are here this morning. We're going to hopefully give an entertaining show and talk about a bunch of interesting topics. But off the top, we're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI, EM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. David.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, I could use a little rest. It had been a busy week until the rain came, which we had we had our weekly rain Wednesday night, and it must have been a whole lot more than I saw because we ended up with about a little over 3 inches at the nursery.
That was a good rain.
Kind of washed the world away for a while, but had a real busy week again, and life's good, and selling a bunch of plants, and how's everything in the Carolina Fresh world this week?
Very good. Well, it's nice to have a little bit of rain because that gives me time to catch up on some paperwork that I needed to catch up on. So
I've given up on paperwork. I just don't think that's going to happen.
And in the sod world, when it rains like it did, it means that I have to call about 20 different people and try to reschedule sod. So we had delayed on Monday, and then we delayed again on, Thursday morning and wasn't able to cut, but sent out a lot of trucks this week in sod.
Well, they had a big flood down the farm, too, from what I understand.
We had a lot of rain down there. It seems like that little trough below Columbia going toward between, Columbia and Aiken and shooting toward Charleston is they get a lot of rain down there we don't get here sometimes.
Well, a good thing they've got with that sand down there, it drains pretty quick, so it's not like it is up here in this red clay, but it still can mess things up for a day or two. Our mom and dad, before they retired, lived in Hartsville, South Carolina. And Tommy and I were down there landscaping their house one weekend, and about 11 o'clock, a flood hit. There was 6 inches of water in the backyard, and 2 hours later, we were planting. And it didn't take long. But
that sand will absorb that water pretty good.
Up here, we don't have that luxury too much, but anyway, one thing I wanted to bring up this morning, I'm getting this call a lot now. People call them wanting to know the best time to plant in York County. So our ideal planting season is October to March. But the great thing about South Carolina is we have a 12-month planting season. It doesn't really matter when you plant it. The first 2 years, you're going to have to maintain it and water it and all that. And sod's the same way. The thing what I'm running into now is people want to run the irrigation 3 days a week, and we're getting 3 inches of rain and flooding the sod, flooding the plants, and flooding everything else. You really need to keep an eye on your water with all this rain. So,
I have fescue lawn, and I haven't ran my irrigation this year. I mean, there's no reason
you wouldn't need
really
to.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming up, you will be for fescue, but the zoysia and Bermuda and all that, you really shouldn't have your water on right now.
Well, if it's newly installed, we usually keep it. You need to keep it damp for the first 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, the first week really good, and second week watch the weather, and then
after
you have to baby it through the summer, maybe a little bit. But you don't want to give it too much water because then the roots get lazy. They don't go looking for water down low, just like a plant. You know, plant root will stay near the top. It's getting water from up instead of the rain, and they'll roots will go down low digging for water.
People don't believe when I say this, but really and truly, all the irrigation fuss came about when 90% of the yards in York County were fescue. And the Bermudas and even the zoysias, mine is Myers and Emerald Green and been in 30-some years. And I didn't turn the irrigation on since the drought of 2003. And what I found, and people laugh when I say this, but that year I had the irrigation on, and then we got worried about water supply. So I cut it off, and it struggled pretty bad the second half of that summer. But the next year we didn't turn it on and on, it did great. It adapted. So it was actually done better without irrigation than it did with it.
And there's times you need irrigation, and there's certain parts of your yard needs more water than others too. I mean, you can't just go out there and put every zone on 20 minutes and then run it. I mean, one part of your yard's flooded, one part needs more water, so you just have to learn your property and figure out what to do.
Well, that front field at the nursery along the road where we got container plants now, years ago we had all field-grown plants there. There's five different soil types in 300 feet. Yeah, so it just shows you do a soil sample in point A doesn't mean it's the same on point B. Yeah, you know, you got to kind of get a feel, and drainage is a big thing. But I'm going to get back on it again. I talk about it every week, but if you do the proper soil preparation and bed preparation on sod plants, anything, you shouldn't have any problems much with water. So
yeah, that's correct.
But how long it's going to last, I don't know. It usually quits sometime around June, and then we get real hot. And I've always wondered that it seems like we go – well, last year we were 20 inches over normal in June. We went 8 weeks without rain, and all of a sudden they're talking drought again. Yeah. But every time Jimmy Bagley with the city starts talking about drought, it starts raining again. Yep. So I'm going to put him on the payroll.
This is a nice spring. I mean, it's like the first spring we've had in about 3 years. The last couple have been like coming out of winter and boom, it's hot. And this is, I guess that's why it feels so cool. This is actually what spring is supposed to feel like.
Exactly. And well, we're going to take a quick break to pay the bills, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We've been talking generally about weather and care and all that of your plants and your lawns. And the thing we're getting this year, David, we have had a ton of people. It's the first time I think they've even looked at their lawn and their landscape in about 10 years because they've been on the go so much. And with the virus scare and all that, they've had time to – well, they ain't had time. They've had to sit at home, and now they're getting bored.
So they got bored enough to look at their lawn.
And they finally figured out that it is a mess. And one thing that's always amazed me, and I'll even ask Stephen this because I'm not smart enough to figure it out, but I've had several people – well, I'm getting ready to sell my house. I'm going to fix it up. I said, okay, well, how long you live there? Well, 20 years. So you lived in it 20 years. Now you're getting ready to sell it. You're going to fix it up.
That's that on the go that you were talking about.
Is that what it is?
Yes, okay. Sir. I think so.
Okay. Well, they've been.
Yeah, people get busy with life, and then next thing you know, certain things aren't as important. But it is nice to have the extra business. And me and Steve were talking about, I think we both broke records for April sales, and it was good because a lot of the big box stores were too busy, and people actually came and found, you know, smaller places and local places. And
we're getting a lot of that.
Yeah, so I think that's going to – there's always something good comes out of something bad is what I believe, which right. is Pollyanna over here.
I'm going to agree with you there, too. We had the best April we've ever had in 40 years, but the best single month we've ever had in 40 years.
Yeah.
So. The problem is I almost didn't have enough help to take care of
it. Like you say, it was exhausting, but it was it's still fun. You still enjoy doing what you're doing, and I enjoy doing what I'm doing.
When my 27-year-old nephew tells me Thursday, so I'm sure glad it rained last night, so it slowed down a little bit. I didn't feel so bad being tired, you know.
Yeah.
And we've done the best we can. We try real hard, but every now and then somebody will fall through the cracks, so we apologize in advance. But give us another shot, and we'll try to do better. But the plant business has just been unreal, because even for the last 7-8 years, plants have been short, and it's a supply-demand problem. I know sometimes y'all were getting short on some particular varieties of sod, depending on the time of the year and all that. And there's just huge demand for the stuff right now. And for years I had we grow about 80% of what we sell, because we are actually a wholesale growing nursery and who happens to sell to the public. We're not a garden center, so we don't have all the boulders and all the other stuff. That's where you come in.
Yeah.
And you're only a half mile down the road, so that works. Or, well, maybe 2 miles.
Yeah.
I live a half mile. It's 2 miles.
You can walk through the woods.
Yeah, pretty much. But now I have to go to 5 or 6 nurseries to find what I'm looking for, where I used to go to 1 or 2. And, you know,
it's like challenging sometimes.
Somebody called me a couple of weeks ago looking for a certain variety of Encore azaleas. I said, you don't seem to understand. I find a nursery that's got the most varieties, and I send the list, and they tell me what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
It's not I get what I ask for. They tell me what I can have. So, and all these proven winners and new additions and even the knockouts now are patented and registered, and it's an act of Congress to grow the things, and I'm not signing these 35-page contracts at this stage in my life. I'll be 65 in about a month, and I'm not ready to do that. 2 months, rather.
That's a growing problem. I mean, like you say, you can't grow a plant overnight, and we can't grow an acre of sod overnight. So you have to just try to grow as quick as we can, but there's certain limits to farm life, I guess.
Yeah. I have people ask me, say, this is like farming. I said, no, it's worse than farming, because a farmer turns a crop about every 6 to 8 weeks. For us, sometimes it takes 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And y'all, sometimes it takes a year or more.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And some of your Bermudas might grow a little faster than that, but I imagine some of those zoysias could take a while.
But then a lot of that's based on weather, you know. So, like I say, this cool spring is not necessarily great for our warm season grasses, which we're trying to fertilize and kick them in the rear end and get them moving. But
this year has been kind of weird. I mean, it never really got real cold for very long. Now, we got down in the mid to low 20s a couple of times, but it jumped right back the next day. It didn't stay there. And everybody said, well, it was a warm spring. Well, if you look back on the records, the nighttime temperatures were pretty low. But it bounced up and down a lot, and that makes things confusing.
Well, it's 43 again this morning.
For May, that's pretty chilly.
39 out there at your house.
So. Yeah, that's pretty chilly for May. And we're having some people bring stuff in. It looks like frost damage now, but, you know, from a few weeks ago when we kept warning people. But if you got little black spots on the tips of the leaves, that's generally what it is. They got burned a little bit.
And what do you do about that?
Nothing. They just fall off and come back out.
Prune it off, maybe?
You can. That would speed up the process.
If you have room to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. We didn't have a real cold snap at Easter. I mean, we got down to freezing, but that's kind of warm for some of the Easters we've had in the past few years. So, as long as it keeps raining and it's 70, 80 degrees, that's wonderful spring weather here.
A lot of people's vegetable plants ought to be doing well. We got this good, you know, I've had to water mine here and there, but we got that good rain this week, and that's something you need. You know, you need natural rain on that stuff, and it's taking off and looking good.
My good buddy Dan McQueen keeps putting pictures of his on Facebook, and I'm going to go over there and start picking here in another week or two. He had a wonderful garden. We didn't have time to get in. Tommy kept saying he was going to, but when you're working 60 hours a week, it's kind of hard to plant the corn, you know.
We sell his Palmetto Supreme compost at our store, and we've been selling it and calling him. And the other morning I went out there, I texted him, he always answers right away. Texted him, and 15 minutes later, a truck pulls up. I'm like, he's got to be the fastest delivery person I've ever seen.
He's big on customer service.
He must just have trucks full of that stuff riding around everywhere.
Well, you know, he's in the bag business, mm-hmm. and when he got out of the bag business, he's doing strictly bulk now, mm-hmm. and he can handle it a little better now. So,
yeah.
And, Dan's a super guy, and he's very knowledgeable. And if you got trouble with your lawn, I'm going to be a testimony. You take some of that stuff mm-hmm. and top dress with it; it does wonders.
I think I need to call him this week and get him. Maybe we can get him on here one Saturday morning.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah,
I hadn't really talked to Dan in a mm-hmm. while, and mm-hmm. he used to do the trade show circuit with us.
He's a fun guy, say the least.
Former Winthrop basketball player.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good local boy.
Yeah, there's the music, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. We're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting customers in the store. We also have curbside service. Call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. More than ever, we're your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. I can't believe we're already on the third segment.
Yeah,
this boy has flown by, hasn't it? Anyway.
One more.
Steven's educated us this morning. He knows we're both moving kind of slow. So. Yeah, 65 years old, you don't need to be working 65 hours a week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I should just be 53 hours then.
That's right.
I don't even need to go in today then.
You need to do more than that because you got people out. But the ladies are going to be back soon.
Yeah,
and life will return to normal.
Have to get me back in shape. I want to say hello to a friend of mine, Tim Lorick, and his family are coming down to my store today. And he's my Keystone rep, which the company used to be Pavestone, and we sell the paver blocks and wall blocks and all that. But I told him what channel we were on, and he's on his way to Rock Hill. He lives up in Mint Hill, making his way down here. So good morning, Tim. I hope you're hearing us and on your way.
That's interesting. Back in, believe it or not, in the 80s, we were the regional distributor for Keystone.
How about that?
And then they got bought out probably in the mid-90s, and they came up with this huge number we had to keep in inventory.
Yeah.
Not a chance. But we still use it.
Yeah,
it's
y'all bought some for me
just recently.
Last week,
yeah,
week
it's still good
last,
stuff.
Yeah.
But, well, the NDS, the catch bases mm-hmm. and all that, we were the distributor for them for a while until they got grander plans than what mm-hmm. we were able to sell. But we still use it, too. Good products. Mm-hmm. And you do Keystone?
Keystone, we do Tremron, and then we have a lot of natural Tennessee stone out there that we've actually been selling a lot, like you were talking about boulders and fieldstone, flagstone, all kind of stuff.
We bought several boulders from you. I saw the bill said boulders anyway. I never saw the boulders, but the bill said boulders.
Seems so. Crazy to me being born and raised in Rock Hill and selling rocks
people
to
buying,
people.
Buying rocks to put in the yard.
Yeah, I grew up on
here toward
the country club out that way, and there's nothing but rocks all over the place. So.
Well, we got paid by the bucket to pick them up.
That's
but
pretty
it's,
funny.
Well,
it's a sign of times.
And we thought we were getting rich, but we realized later we were getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's funny. And my parents used to pay my sons a penny a piece for gumballs, picking up gumballs off of gumball trees. So that was, I think they finally figured that out too.
Penny a piece, they could break them around good. Here. I mean, I know. One gumball, one sweet gum tree, you'll have a lot of gumball.
Yeah, true.
You wouldn't have to move very far to do that. But my uncle one time told us that he'd buy us a Coke if we picked a bale of cotton. At 5 years old, I had no idea how big a bale of cotton was. We kind of got suckered.
Yeah, but that Coke tasted good after you did
I'm
that.
I'm telling you. He bought us a Coke anyway, but anyway, the little 8 ounce
bottle. Yep, little 8 ounce bottles.
Showing my age now. But anyway, you're doing hardwood mulches? Is that what
Yeah, we have the mulches that we sell that we actually, I had to, each bin, we filled two trucks this week that we went through so much mulch. So the one we have is a natural double hardwood, which is not dyed, that we sell for $27 a yard. And then we have a dyed brown and a dyed black, which is $39 a yard. And then delivery, we deliver it to you based on mileage from our store. So I think 1 to 5 miles is $35, 5 to 10 or 5 to 15 is like 50, and then over 15 is $75.
That's not.
And we can haul up to 15 yards.
That's pretty reasonable. That time, okay. Yeah. One thing that I was going to ask you real quick, I've been meaning to do it for several weeks now, on your rock and your, they're in pallets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you sell those now?
They're sold by weight. So if you buy, like, the whole pallet or whole basket, it's obviously cheaper. You know, if you buy the grocery store, you buy the big jug of milk, it's cheaper per ounce. So per pound, a lot of the baskets run 12 to 16 cents a pound. If you don't, some people just want 5-6 rocks, you know. We sell them, it'd be like 25 cents a pound, and we have a big scale. We weigh it on.
Okay, so you do weigh it out. Okay.
Yeah, we take it over there, weigh it. You take out what you want, and then we know how much. We do some math over there.
I'm impressed.
About that. Hang on a second. There we go.
Can't you see the sign?
I had to get that in, sorry.
There's a sign on this that says, do not hit on this. So he couldn't resist. He had to hit on the desk.
Me and Steve, as soon as we saw it, we wanted to do it.
But you did it and I didn't.
Yeah,
anyway,
I figured he'd be that way.
No.
Yeah, but people, you can, like I say, if you don't want the whole thing, you don't have to take the whole thing. We have some gorgeous, big, large pieces of flagstone that, thank goodness, a guy wanted a whole pallet the other day because it's, it's quite interesting trying to pick up some of that, move it around, and they want the third, fourth one down. That stuff is about 6 foot wide and 3 foot deep, and it's
well. We used to sell that. We went through that too. So
that's not for me to be out there. I got some younger people to help me do that, and a forklift. And a big tractor. So
forklift comes in handy on stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm assuming, like, when we did it, did the baskets come in pre-weighed, or do you weigh them?
They do, but, you know, that little tag, it wears off, and we have to re-weigh it and all that kind of stuff.
You don't need to keep it that long.
I know.
You get it in and
get in there and get some rocks.
get them going, yeah. Well, that's one thing that over these last several years, the hardscaping thing has really taken off, and it's been it's kind of amazing to me because when I was growing up, you know, you kept the front yard pristine and the backyard was where you stored everything. And now the backyard's where you entertain. I guess the garage is where you store everything.
Yeah, hide it all in the garage. That's what I have to now.
But you got to hide it somewhere. I mean, it's got to be someplace. The times have changed.
Yeah, I love being outside, and I love all these outdoor little sitting places people are putting up, TVs and arbors and fireplaces, fire pits, and I come home, I'd sit in my back patio about every night, sit back there and listen to some music and try to relax and think what I did wrong that day and straighten it out the next day.
Well, this time of year,
don't think about it at all.
this time of year, that's not too bad. But come back June, July, and August, I'm looking for the air conditioning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to enjoy it right now.
I mean, I'm outside all, probably at least 60-70% all day, every day. And my wife has a hard time understanding. When she wants to go outside, I want to be inside.
Yeah. You know?
But that's life. So anyway. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Mike Elder here at Imperial Pool and Spas. First of all, thank you for your business. Because of the current health crisis, the swimming season is already in full swing, and we're taking every precaution to keep our stores clean and limiting the amount of customers in the store at one time. We're also offering curbside service, or you can call in your order and we'll have it ready when you arrive. For over 40 summers, our family has been serving your family. And in 2020, we'll be working harder than ever to continue as your family's official headquarters for summertime fun.
Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and it's time to finish up this edition of the show. But I did want to say real quick that it's going to be a beautiful day today, and the nursery's open now. We open from 9 to 3, and Carolina Fresh is still 8 to 2.
8
on
to
Saturday.
2, yeah.
Y'all need to change, because I'm not getting up at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, we're trying to give you some overlap, so they can come see me, and then they might get done and come see you.
Me. Okay,
three,
that'll work. So, and they come see us, and then come, okay. Come see you, and then come see us.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to get things closed at 2, but we'll stay there. I mean, if somebody's in there, we're not.
We've run into that lately, too. We're not going to lock the gate on and tell you no. So,
I have a minimum $100 buy if you stay over. So, as long as you realize that, it's all right.
As long as you understand you got to buy something. Okay, that works. You do sell a few bedding plants and vegetable plants.
Yeah, we got some. If you hadn't done your vegetable plants, I've got a whole table full of cucumber, squash, okra, tomatoes, several maters. And then I got a bunch of herbs and stuff, too. Some hanging baskets and mixed pots, which I think we were just discussing Mother's Day's. We think it's next weekend, but who knows?
Yeah, somebody's smart.
The whole schedule done got messed up on us. So. Have we already had Easter?
Yeah. Yeah, we already had Easter.
Christmas is right around the corner.
You're laughing, Mr. Stone, but 6 days of grief week, it all runs together. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I used to have church on Sunday. That's where I knew when Monday was. Not having church on Sunday, it's just all one blob. You know?
It's funny.
Yeah, it won't be long to Christmas, will it? Now that you said that.
How many shopping days?
Yeah.
I can't count that high anymore, but, you know, it's kind of – anyway.
Yep.
It's still good planting season. It's good time for it's getting to be the real good time for your zoysia and Bermuda sods and all that. And
we got – well, that's it. But
We'll have to finish that thought next week. So come back to see us on the Gardener's Bench.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.